Arab Christians are fighting for recognition post-spring. Japan's tsunami debris highlights recovery, and a ministry needs some help packing for the summer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are going to have to fight for recognition in the wake of the Arab Spring. That's proven true all over the Middle East and North Africa, but particularly true in Egypt. Open Doors' Carl Muller explains.
You have an incredibly powerful, radical extremist religious agenda from the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafis in the new parliament of Egypt. Radical agenda has called for the elimination of Christianity in Egypt. Imagine that, 12 million Christians being regarded as worthless to the majority of the parliament.
Upcoming elections won't change that ideology much. Keeping the doors open for free practice of faith will be difficult. The same is true in Syria, Tunisia, and Jordan. Still, the openness for the gospel's huge.
Perseverance under persecution then produces the paradox of persecution. Whereas Christians are more persecuted, the church grows more. And as the opposition tries to eliminate the church through persecution, all it does is to expand and grow the church.
Elsewhere, the effects of the 2011 Japan tsunami continue to spread. Debris has been found in North America in recent weeks. At the same time, rubble in Japan still piles high. Asian Access has been helping with the rebuilding efforts, but after 13 months of survival mode, missionary Takeshi Takazawa says there's a more important focus.
The most important things about rebuilding is rebuilding of the community, rebuilding of the people's heart, way more than the physical space and buildings.
Asian Access and their partners have gone about this emotional rebuilding mainly through consistency. The ministry's been sending teams for months to visit the thousands of people still in temporary housing. As believers come day after day just to listen and sometimes pray with survivors, people are opening up.
They see a Christian church as something that they need in their society and in their life.
Keep praying. You're listening to Mission Network News. Imagine life without an identity. You couldn't go to school, jobs would be hard to come by, and you'd have no rights. Poverty would be a never-ending cycle. This is exactly what Food for the Hungry encountered in northern Nicaragua. They started working with the government and the local church leaders to get people in Somotillo registered with the government. As a result, most of the kids now have an official identity and hope for the future. The gospel connection? Opportunity to teach them about their identity in Christ. Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs has an ambitious goal.
We have a program going on right now where we're offering the film to every church in America. We want to send you a DVD. It actually has both English and Spanish on the DVD.
That's VOM's Todd Nettleton talking about the DVD, Jesus, He Lived Among Us. Nettleton says,
we are working to make it so that churches can duplicate it, they can make copies of it, they can use it in their evangelism program, they can use it in their Sunday school.
It's also designed for other nations.
We are translating it into the languages of restricted nations. We already have it in Spanish for a nation like Colombia. We have just completed Arabic and Farsi and Chinese, which will include the entire Middle East, as well as Iran and China.
To get your free animated DVD, just go to our website. And looking for something meaningful to do this summer with kids or a small group? Global Aid Network or GAIN USA has an opportunity for you to travel and do some hands-on kingdom work. From June 18th through the 23rd, volunteers will pack food, shoes, clothing, seeds, and more at a GAIN mission packing event. Believers distribute the aid and share Christ's love to people like the famine survivors in the Horn of Africa. Take a trip to Pennsylvania and help. There's information at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. Now, if your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. You can activate your name now. Call 1-800-995-4828 or just go to our website and click on the link, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.